This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Russ Jones.
The Zika virus is spreading in Florida.
We just announced this morning, on top of the four cases we announced on Friday, we have 10 more cases.
In a news conference today, Governor Rick Scott said the risk of local transmission is believed to be occurring only in a 1 square mile area of north downtown Miami. The state confirmed its first four non-travel related cases of the virus last week. New York City Mayor de Blasio.
Call victims of racist police brutality. According to their Facebook page, the group claims there's been no accountability in several police-involved shootings with black people.
18-year-old Paul O'Neill was shot Thursday night after he crashed a stolen vehicle into two squad cars in Chicago. An independent police review authority will determine if any policies or laws were violated in the shooting.
I said from day one, when officers engage in intentional misconduct or inappropriate behavior, they have to be held accountable. But we also have to understand honest mistakes can be made.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What? Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A flash flood watch is in effect for several northwestern and central New Jersey counties until 11 tonight. Scott Pringle reports.
Places like Princeton and Flemington got more than 7 inches of rain throughout Saturday and Sunday combined, causing lots of street flooding there. Not quite as much rain in North Jersey, but still enough to send water waist high in some areas, trapping vehicles and forcing first responders in Patterson and Wayne to make several water rescues on the roads. Flash flood watch in effect for 7 north and central Jersey counties today. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
Today is the final day of trading in Major League Baseball, and the New York Yankees have been the busiest ball club.
Tough pill to swallow. We lost a true leader, you know, a good friend for me. You know, somebody that we all kind of lean on. You know, he helped us.
This is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hotter In. Today is November 7th, and we're going to be talking about veterans today. That is a topic today. I have a guest I'll be able to introduce shortly. And certainly when we talk about veterans, we talk about service. And with Veterans Day coming up later this week, we certainly want to remind everyone about some of the struggles that the veterans have today here in New Jersey and some ways we can get involved to volunteer, to do more to help our veterans and our homeless veterans, certainly. And when we think about serving our country, I think most people would say John F. Kennedy has the most well-known quote. So we'll start out and kick off with a quote from John F. Kennedy, who says this: "I look forward to a great future for America, a future in which our country will match its military strength with our moral restraint, the wealth of our wisdom, its power with our purpose." So I think that we see veterans and those in military service sometimes as a force, a strength. And sometimes we have to find a way to match that when they may be a little broken or tattered or bent. Make sure that they know as they serve our country that we're here to serve them. I'm going to do a commercial and then I'll be back with our guest.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Okay, so everyone wants to know what our weather is today. Well, we're looking at lows today around 32, and tomorrow is your day to call in sick because it is sunny and 65, and let's just remind everyone that tomorrow is election day, so you have to, if you haven't already voted, you must exercise your right to vote and get over to the polls, but you do have a sunny day to do that with a high of 65. Wednesday, we are looking at some showers, but a high of 58. And Thursday is mostly sunny with a high of 57. On Friday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high of 59. So this is my advice. Call in sick tomorrow, or if you're off, do something outside. If you're thinking that you had left some things outside over the summer and the fall that you want to get in before we have snow, do them. Do those things while it's 65 degrees and beautiful if you're in New Jersey. And if you want to put any plants out, do that on Wednesday because that's the day that we have showers. In terms of our low temperatures in the evening, tonight we're looking at a low of 32. Tomorrow evening, Tuesday, which is November 8th, we have a low of 43. Wednesday night, we're getting a little closer to freezing with a low of 35. And Thursday night, we have a low of 38. And Friday, we're going to hit the freezing mark. So that is our weather today. I have one more commercial, and then I'll be back in the studio with Mike Mazzo, and we'll be talking about a few ways to help our veteran friends.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, this is Georgine Trinkle, your host today, November 7th, 2016, and we're doing our show for Veterans Day, and I asked a very special guest here I'll introduce you to, Mike Mazzo. You should be live, Mike, if you want to check your mic.
Hello.
Try that again.
Hello.
All right, so he right away is confusing me. He's sitting near one mic but talking into another. So good thing I am on the board and on top of my game here today. So Mike's been on our radio show as a guest. He is a childhood friend, and I asked him if he could come on today because last year I wasn't quick enough to ask him to come and talk about veterans, and I really wanted, I did have another guest for Veterans Day, someone who does a lot of work with veterans in the Warren County area, but I wanted to have someone in my studio today to talk about veteran programs, how to volunteer, how to get involved, and I wanted to address some of the things that I see today with veterans, which are those that are homeless, those that don't have access to medical treatment in a way that's easy, accessible. You know, certainly there are a lot of ways to get treatment if you're a veteran, but there's not always the access for it or the ability to get somewhere. So I wanted to talk about that, but I wanted to just jump in and let everyone know that we wanted you to come on today a few days before a big event that's going on, and maybe you could talk about the organization and what that event is.
Oh, thanks. The organization's Family and Friends for Freedom Fund. It's a group, basically a family that had a Marine son injured in Iraq back in 2004, only 8 days after arriving, received some pretty serious injuries, underwent a number of surgeries, touch and go along the way from Iraq through a hospital in Germany to Bethesda. So there was a lot of up and down news with the process of his injuries and the transportation to the hospitals. The family basically left their house, went down to be bedside with their son for the surgery and the news, and it was about 6 weeks of touch and go before finally things started to stabilize. And when they got home, six weeks of unpaid bills and no attention to the house and things kind of falling behind, it was a stressful situation on top of what was already a stressful situation for the family. So in dealing with getting back to the groove of life at home, it was basically, we can't be the only family with all the military families and injuries that are happening around with these wars in Iraq, Afghanistan. What can we do to help others that are experiencing the same thing? And this is where Kathy Sterla and her husband, because of their injured Marine son, James, founded Family and Friends for Freedom Fund. And I found the organization because I was looking to do something to help the military veterans in coming back from Iraq. I didn't want this to become another Vietnam where the veterans were coming back and, you know, the animosity toward war being directed at the veterans. I wanted to do something to help. And I found this this organization and met with them and did what I could to help with fundraisers, events that they were doing, 5K runs, this beefsteak dinner that's coming up on the 9th is their biggest single fundraiser of the year. It's a great, great program. There's a Marine Color Guard event. There's a bagpipe display. Their son Scott, James's brother, wrote a song 8 days to commemorate the event that happened to their in their family. They play that. There's usually a guest speaker, one of the families that have been helped by the organization, discussing what happened with their injured soldier and how this organization helped their family. It's an uplifting event because you see 400 people supporting veterans up front, up close. Some people tend to get jaded that there's, you know, nobody helps anyone anymore because you're in the wrong circle. So you have to get involved with something like that just to see the amount of generosity that exists so close around you. Until you get to one of these events, you may not notice the good things people are doing for each other like this.
Okay, Mike, I think that I heard you say that they've given out over $1 million.
Last year's dinner, they made an announcement that they've provided over $1 million in assistance to the families of injured soldiers, and that assistance includes things like helping with hotel expenses or travel expenses going to these hospitals, transportation expenses, getting to therapy when the injured soldiers come back home, but they still have to undergo treatment. So there's some support for the families. There's plenty of programs available from the military to help the soldier, but there's not always support to help all of the family members. Usually there's some kind of assistance for a spouse or a caretaker, but not all family members are eligible for some support. So that's where Family and Friends for Freedom Fund comes in to help out family members that may not be eligible for any other assistance.
And what's really nice about the organization from the research I did is that there are volunteers that are doing a lot of the operational work, keeping the costs down so that most of the money is able to get to the families and friends of the soldiers and the injured soldiers.
Yeah, it's pretty much a family operation. Sisters, the parents when they were healthy enough, and some friends of the family. It's based out of the Pompton Lakes area of New Jersey, and so it's most of the board members are very close to that community. And as far as I know, there's no one taking a single penny of pay. It's all sweat equity in the program, running the events and getting the word out, communicating with the injured soldiers to let them know that help is out there for their family members to be close with them during a very needed time of attention and effort to help get them through recovery. So it's a good thing.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can still support this event that's coming up on Thursday, November...
Wednesday the 9th.
Yes. I have November 10th on my mind because Thursday, November 10th is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. That's from 2 to 7. But Wednesday, the 9th, is the event for Family and Friends for Freedom Fund Incorporated at the very famous Brownstone Restaurant in Patterson.
If you're a fan of New Jersey Housewives, you may have heard of the restaurant. Great food. It's a great event. Again, uplifting and sad at the same time, but it's a good cause. It's a really good event. Great tricky trade prizes and so forth. I look forward to it.
All right. Well, we're going to do a commercial break, and then when we come back, we can find out how other people can look forward to it and what kinds of things are going on in a little more detail. And we're also going to branch into other ways we can help our veterans, especially our homeless veterans, indeed, who the number continues to rise in New Jersey, unfortunately. So I hope everyone stays with us. Come back and talk to Mike and I about the Family for Freedom Funds. You can call in if you have any questions. We are happy to take phone calls from veterans, from active service members. Our phone number here is 908-237-0410. If anyone's been to this event in the past or is planning on attending and you want to call in, be happy to talk to you. But first, we have to pay the bills here. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parent Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Studio. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and 100, and today is November 7th, and our show today is dedicated to veterans, to those who have served their country, to those who have become injured serving their country, and certainly for those that are in need and homeless. And we don't have the 2016 numbers yet, but we do know that in 2015, the number of homeless veterans in New Jersey has been rising, and we know a very low conservative number is 12% from the point in time survey or New Jersey Counts report, which is a great report, but it's certainly not a report that counts all of the homeless veterans. So while we talk about the opportunities we have to support our veterans, we have to also remember that there are many veterans we haven't been able to support that are homeless, that are in need of services, that have many different disabilities, some who are undiagnosed. And the best way we know that we can help them to heal is by supporting them as a community, by coming together, by showcasing opportunities that exist for others to get involved in a way that makes a difference for the veterans and their families as well. So we're talking today about the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund, their upcoming event on November 9th at the Brownstone, which has pipes and beefsteak and probably some things besides the tricky trays, but an opportunity to see firsthand how the funds of this organization, which is a volunteer-driven organization, a family-type organization, people that got involved for their own child and then went on to help others. And those tickets can be paid at the door, or is it a sold out event?
This year, I'm pretty sure it's sold out.
Okay, but people could still donate to the event. Absolutely. They can send money into the organization. And there are other events that we can talk about that do help to support the veterans. And this is a great way to highlight what happens when people become injured in the service and they come home and there are expenses that are not met, and even just the loss of wages for family members when they go to the different hospitals where their loved ones are recovering, that there are a lot of things that we assume as civilians that are just magically taken care of.
Unfortunately, I think we're under a perception that government takes care of so many things with the various programs, and there are cracks, and people slip through the cracks, and that's where we come in to help fill those gaps and help those that we can see near us in the community. Very rapid response, targeted response, very efficient response, and it's great to contribute in a way where you can see the assistance and the time you're putting in to provide assistance pays off. It's that A to Z process of, you know, there's a need. You do something to fill the need. You see the need get met, and you're greeted with a warm smile and a hug at the end, and it's the greatest payback in the world.
And we should say that this organization started to help their son, who is a Marine. And everyone knows I do favor the Marines a little bit.
I like their uniforms.
I like their uniforms too, Mike. But it's not just for the Marines, that they help all branches of the service.
They've assisted members of every branch of service, I do believe, in Coast Guard, Air Force, Army, Navy, Marines. there's unfortunately been a need in every branch, and fortunately groups like this exist to help provide what government cannot or does not. And I can't tell you how many people jump on board to assist with needs for veterans. It's great to see the positive outreach and support the communities give and people in the communities give to help fill some of those needs, whether it's donations to organizations like this. Recently, we just completed a Backpack for Homeless Veterans program and received large donations of clothing, winter clothing, and backpacks to help New Jersey's homeless veteran population stay warm this winter. And it changes your perception with all the negativity that you see in the news when you see how many people come through the door with a bag of clothing or a bag of backpacks or canned food for shelters and so forth. It melts your heart. Compared to the ice that builds up just watching the news every night. So this is like therapy, being involved with things like this and watching the people come through the door. And just so, this is great, great cause, so happy to help out. I wish I could do more. It's been a phenomenal experience with this.
And I do have to drag a soapbox in here a little bit because it's my show and I get to do to do that. So, and I just want to say, because there are so many people that have served the country and didn't go off to war, served during a peaceful time, but were willing to make the sacrifice. And I see a lot of people that, and I talk to a lot of people that have that service behind them, but haven't really made the leap and become active in the VFW or the posts because they don't feel that they've done enough. They don't feel that they've had any sacrifices. And I feel that there's a missing link there, that anyone who has given any kind of service in the military should really reach out to those organizations. Can you speak to that?
Organizations like the VFW, Veterans of Foreign War, the American Legion, I'm a member. There are eligibility requirements for those organizations. So it is possible to not quite be eligible to participate in those groups. But then there are other variations of the group, like the Sons of the American Legion, veterans that served but not necessarily during wartime, or children of veterans that served during wartime can become members of the Sons of the Legion and assist with community events and so forth. That our priority is always veterans first, but we don't just assist veterans. We're very involved with community events, supporting the community local where possible. So things like Boy State, opportunities to send high school boys and girls, Girl State as well, to a week-long civics class, basically, where they participate in things that mock government, elections, and so forth at local levels. There's a lot that can be done with little effort locally, and service is not always a requirement. But for organizations like the VFW or American Legion, there is some window of service guidelines. And anyone that's served basically since 1993, because we've been in conflict pretty much consistently since then, anyone that served in any branch would pretty much be eligible for the American Legion membership at that point. And the young guys with life, it's hard to find members. Most of our membership consists of what's left of the World War II veterans, which is dwindling every day, and now Korean and Vietnam era are the majority of the membership, and that's dwindling. And I'm the second youngest in our post, American Legion post, holding my own with the old guys, doing what I can.
And you just had an amazing fundraiser on Sunday. Do you want to talk about that and what you know, that is able to help in terms of building the community?
Yeah, we had an issue with our kitchen about a year ago, and we just invested some money to get our kitchen repaired and up to code, and finally have an opportunity to put it to use. So we had our first Sunday pancake breakfast this past Sunday, and our goal with the pancake breakfast was to collect non-perishable food items for the food pantries with the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday, try and get them stocked up so they can help feed the community in need. And it was a great show of support. We had children from the local churches putting in some volunteer time, helping out with the prep work and serving and clean up afterwards. A lot of people showed up with the canned food donations and ate some of our first pancakes coming off the griddle, and they didn't see any sour faces or anything, so I guess we did an okay job with the quality and taste of the food. But we had about 90 people come in for the first event, and we're hoping to do something on a monthly basis. Next month, December, our post is very active in a Toys for Tots drive, so we're going to do another breakfast and try to gather some unwrapped toy donations for that program so we can get some toys ready for the holidays of Christmas, and then continue this on a monthly basis, do some things locally to provide some support for the local schools. And then April is probably the time we're going to start gearing up for our next Boys State and Girls State candidates and selection process. So we'll be running some fundraisers to help provide some scholarships and grants for that.
Is that all you've been doing, Mike?
that's just in the off hours. That's after I get home from work.
That's pretty amazing. We're going to talk more about that. I want to give everyone the website for the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund Incorporated. That website is injuredmarinesfund.org, and you can find some information there. And I did check and make sure that the logos match. So we're going to put a link on our Facebook page. But, you know, we do have to pay the bills, and tomorrow is Election Day, so we do need to go to find out what is going on in this country today. So we're going to switch over to our news break, but I'll be back with Mike and other ways you can help veterans.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Public colleges and universities should be tuition free.
Hillary Clinton making promises during her final stops on the campaign trail, aiming at millennials by promising free college. Donald Trump, meanwhile, continuing to speak to his people about how the system's rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton.
This election will decide whether we are ruled by a corrupt political class. You've been watching what's going on. Hey, folks, the system is rigged.
South Carolina police say they found a body on the property of Todd Kohlhepp, the man who was busted after a woman was found trapped in a metal container on his property. Police say as of yet they have no idea how the body found on his property died.
We can't tell anything about the cause of death, the gender, you know, how long, any of that stuff.
The police say they've also closed a cold case as Kohlhepp admitted killing the four men in that case. USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
At least one congressman is not happy with James Comey's letter on Sunday exonerating Hillary Clinton.
Here's Chris Barnes.
It does not excuse the fact that Hillary Clinton created this mess and she lied about it.
Congressman Jason Chaffetz, one of many Republicans, questioning the FBI's new conclusion that Democrat Hillary Clinton did not commit a crime when she had a private email server. In a letter sent to Congress Saturday, FBI Director James Comey wrote, agents examined thousands of newly discovered emails and didn't find any reason to change the earlier opinion in July. Chaffetz says,
she lied about it repeatedly. She only had one device, that was a lie. No classified material, that was a lie. She's never come clean on this.
I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says Janet Reno will be dearly missed. The first woman to serve as Attorney General died at 78 at her Miami home from complications of Parkinson's disease. Lynch said on Twitter, Janet Reno was an inspiration and trailblazer for so many women in law enforcement and in government, including me. USA Radio News.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Mississippi State University in mourning today after the murder of a student last night. Here's the story from Randy Bell.
There was a prayer vigil on the campus last night for a student who was shot to death in an attempted robbery Sunday morning. Joseph Tillman was a senior marketing major from Slaughter.
Mississippi State University, obviously very shocked and grieving at this point over the loss of Joseph Tillman in a very senseless tragedy.
MSU spokesman Sid Salter says Tillman lived in the Starkville neighborhood where he was killed, called the Cotton District, located just off campus. Four Columbus men have been arrested, one facing a murder charge, the others charged as accessories. Randy Bell in Jackson.
Officials in New York City are telling residents to avoid the city tomorrow if they can, but to expect large traffic delays if they do because both presidential candidates will be in town. Here's the story.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill says with Hillary Clinton at the Javits Center and Donald Trump at the Midtown Hilton, there will be lots of full street closures in those areas and by Trump Tower and the Peninsula Hotel.
There's going to be a tremendous impact on traffic in New York City tomorrow, so if you don't need to drive, I'd suggest taking public transportation.
There will be thousands of officers on duty, and John Miller with the NYPD's counterterrorism unit says the venues will be heavily guarded.
Radiation detection, explosive detection, canines, rapid response teams with tactical equipment.
And the NYPD says it's aware of ISIS now calling for attacks on voters.
USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host at Hot and Hunter. And I'm here in the studio with Mike, who definitely is not all caffeined up and is not bouncing off the walls in the studio here, and is going to very calmly tell us all about the backpack program. That's such a neat program for veterans. Tell us how you can get involved in that and what is a backpack program for veterans?
Well, our Bergen County commander challenged the post of Bergen County to gather and collect donations for our homeless veterans. The news we received was that our homeless veterans tend to basically live out of a backpack. So they have their clothes and whatever toiletries they can fit and carry with them in a backpack. So the goal was to try and get some supplies with the upcoming winter weather a backpack, some toiletries, some winter clothes, long johns, sweatshirts, flannels, jackets, and so forth. So we received this challenge. It was almost August. Started to put together a plan and get the word out. And by early September, things started to move. And we got some support from the local newspapers. Up by us is the Suburban News, which is part of North Jersey Media Group, publicized our goal to collect some supplies for this need. And we started publishing on our Facebook page and word of mouth. And our goal initially was hopefully to get 10 backpacks and supplies to fill at least 10 backpacks. And after the first week, we edited that goal to be 30 backpacks. And then the floodgates opened. And the neighboring communities and the people of the community started showing up with bags of clothing and bags of backpacks, brand new items with tickets on it, and all kinds of gear, boxes of shampoos and cleaning products and so forth. And we were overwhelmed. Our post hall started to fill up with these materials, so the challenge became getting them to the Catholic Charities organization that actually disperses the products out to the homeless vets. At the end of October, we turned things off for October 31st, and we had collected over 137 backpacks and more items than can fit in those backpacks. There was, I think there was about 8 truckloads of items that we ended up moving. So we far exceeded our goal. In the business world, we probably would have been accused of sandbagging our forecast. And
yeah, that's a good one. But I guess you are overwhelmed by the generosity of the community to be able to respond for something like that. And we should dig right into some of the statistics. Certainly the National Coalition to End Homeless Veterans in the United States has a lot of statistics that are better than most. And they state that roughly 40 homeless veterans are younger on average than the total veteran population. 9% are between the ages of 18 and 30, and 41% are between the ages of 31 and 50. We do know that America's homeless veteran population is increasing. And we know that there are homeless veterans from every single war, including World War II, the Korean War, the Cold War, Vietnam War, Grenada, Panama, Lebanon, Persian Gulf War, Afghanistan, and Iraq. And we know that the number of homeless veterans continues to rise, and we certainly need to do something about this, really, what is epidemic in nature. And we know that veterans are considered to be at risk of homelessness for poverty, lack of support networks, and, of course, because of waiting lists for different housing opportunities within the VA structure, as well as medical, mental health, and physical issues. So I want to touch on something Mike said earlier about the perception, certainly, that the government takes care of veterans and homeless veterans. And so there are government programs. There certainly are programs that can help with homelessness. There are programs that can help with health care. And there are programs that can help with mental health services. But we do know that not every veteran is receiving these services, is eligible for these services, or has access to these services. So we do need the support of the community. We do need the extra types of fundraising activities and the groups that we have, such as the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund, their volunteer-driven efforts based on their experience with one of their family members, their son, and how they committed to helping so many more people beyond their family and have, in fact, invested over $1 million in helping other injured veterans, be it a Marine. You know, I have to get an extra plug in for the Marines there, be it a Marine or another branch of the service. So, yes, to a certain extent, there are some government programs, but there's not enough. And I also think, if you're a veteran, who served a foreign war, or if you're someone who, signed up, did ROTC, or did so many years in the military, that there is a connection to other people who have had similar experiences. And I think it's helpful when, even if you are the second youngest in the post hall, I think it's an important piece to be with people that had similar experiences, so you can talk about things that maybe you wouldn't talk about elsewhere.
It is, yeah. There's certainly that experience there. Life on a ship is pretty similar, regardless of which ship you were on. So there's some stories that are similar, and what you did to kill time, and how to deal with the boredom in between training events and watches and so forth. And as far as being the second youngest at the post, I purposely do things like that, so I'm usually the youngest one in the crowd. It makes me feel younger. So I'm not looking forward to when younger guys come in and I'm one of the older guys, at least not anytime soon.
Well, I think it's great to be involved and active in the community, especially when you have the chance to talk to someone who is a veteran and you know everything that they risked, and an injured veteran, what they have given up. And we have an obligation, don't we, to do what we can?
I think so. I'm not one to force my beliefs and opinions on anyone else, but if there's a group that deserves as much support as we can give them, that the veteran community is certainly one of them. And also related with the discussions of veterans and so forth, I was never a big history buff in school, but sitting at the post and hearing stories from these World War II guys is just absolutely fascinating to hear some of the things that they're experiencing firsthand and the events as they've experienced it is, I find myself spending a lot of time watching Military Channel now, history, and seeing what the editors and producers present to us for information on those shows to try to portray what was going on at the time. But when you talk to a veteran that was there, it's like a 4D movie, and it's just a wealth of information. It's I could sit there for hours listening to these guys talk about what they were doing, and they, once they get going, the smile on their face for the good times, and then their facial expressions that change when they get to some of the scary areas that they've experienced. It's better than a book, better than a movie. It's just a great place to be to listen to those stories. And then doing the things that these organizations do to help the communities, Boy State, Girl State, Americanism with the American Legion, civics-oriented topics to keep the foundation of America and the Constitution subjects out there. It's really... a great group doing what I believe to be some really great things, and I'm always eager to help out where I can.
Well, I hope a few more people become eager to help out the community and their veterans, even if it's attending a Veterans Day parade. I know there was one yesterday, and there are probably some that are going on. If I can find some, I'll post them on the Hot 100 page. I do have to pay the bills, but I will be back with Mike, and we'll be talking about how to help and support our veterans.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll.
The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at the studio on November 7th talking to Mike regarding all the opportunities that we can support and help our veterans and an upcoming event that's going to be held on Wednesday, November 10th at the Brownstone. And the Brownstone is a very well-known restaurant in the Patterson area. So if you haven't been up to that area, there's now a national park. The Great Falls of Patterson is on the historic register and is a federal park now. It's amazing, and there is even free parking, if you can believe that, if your car's still there at the end of the day. You know, all bets are off, but it is a lovely place to visit. I like to go there and look at the falls and federal area, and the Brownstone's just around the corner from there, really, so it'd be a great way to tie in both things. And we're talking about supporting our veterans and the work that the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund does to help injured veterans and their family members that need to support those veterans. And it's a busy week here. Today is November 7th. We're talking about these things. Tomorrow is Election Day, so everyone needs to figure out if they're voting, where they're going to vote, all of those things going on Election Day tomorrow. Then Wednesday the 9th, we have the fundraiser for the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund at the Brownstone. And then Thursday is the Hunterdon County Chamber's Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase. And then the 11th is actually the day a lot of places are closed for Veterans Day. So it is a busy week, I guess, isn't it, Mike?
It is. And also on the 10th is a special birthday for Marines. It's going to be the 241st birthday this coming Thursday the 10th. So if you like the uniform, this is the birthday ball. Is like the black tie event of the year for all Marines. And as much as I like the uniforms...
Listen, any confessions you want to make, just so you know, they are on the air here. So
I'm just looking forward to the Army-Navy game so we can see Army lose to Navy again.
And really, what was it about the boats? Like, why didn't you go in the Marines?
I'm not a Marine. God, I've been in two fights in my life. There's no way I'm going to be able to do hand-to-hand combat with that. I went for nuclear power training in the Navy. I was a geek in school, probably still much of a geek. So I went for probably the hardest school in the military, at least in the Navy, and somehow got through it. Surprisingly, my kids found an old report card from school that I thought I was doing okay in school, but my report card doesn't match my perception. And I got through the nuclear power training, and it was, for me, it was a very, I guess, calm experience. I was not directly in combat. Our ship did mostly East Coast tours. So I had a safe journey through my military experience, and part of my desire to help out is hearing family, uncles explain what they experienced in Vietnam, and then, you know, seeing the news about Iraq and Afghanistan, and it kind of sounded like it could turn that way here with all the negativity that happened back in Vietnam, and I just didn't feel right not trying to do something to hopefully make things a little better for the veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, because they didn't choose to go to battle there. Our politicians made those choices. Our military become the pawns, basically, in whatever our government chooses to do to use our military. So I don't think it's right to cast your disgust with politicians' choices and use of our military on the veterans. I think that's not where your animosity should be directed. It should be toward those that make the choices, and that kind of segues into tomorrow being election day. Don't waste your vote. Sitting home and not voting, in my opinion, is the only wasted vote. So please do not sit home. Use your voice to make a statement, whether you choose a candidate from any party. Is casting a vote is responsible civic duty from all citizens. Don't waste your vote and sit home.
Well, it sounds like very good advice and a very, very busy week. And I'm not sure what's more important, because they're all equally important here, but we do want to drum that a lot of our veterans would say that they fight for that right, that you have democracy and the right to vote. And so I think it's very good advice to say, vote. Go out and vote. Exercise your right.
You can make a difference. Granted, it's always majority wins, but if there's a loud enough vote for a real change, it's a much clearer message than the lack of showing up at the voting booth. You have to, even if you write in a name, Santa Claus, Mickey Mouse, it's a clear, loud statement to our elected officials that you're extremely unhappy with the way things are going. And sitting home, unfortunately, does not convey that message loud enough.
And we should say that tomorrow is an opportunity to get out and vote. And one of the reasons that we do have people who put their life on the line and join the military is because they believe in those opportunities and the freedom of choices. So we certainly want to honor them and thank them. And I would like to challenge all of our listeners to thank someone that's been in the service. If you see someone, I forget where I was the other day, but someone had a hat on. I, you know, realized that they were a member of the military. Do that extra, as painful as it is sometimes to interact with other people, Go ahead and ask if they serve the country and then thank them for their service. So I'd like to challenge everyone to find a veteran before Friday and thank them for their service, because they willingly gave. And what is interesting, I think, is the most successful programs to help veterans are programs where other veterans are involved. So what we know is that they need that support and connectivity of our community. So I thank you, Mike, for all the work that you do. As someone who served in the Navy, thank you for your service. And second, for all the work that you do, if it's a pancake breakfast, if it's volunteering or working with the Family and Friends for Freedom Fund, if it's putting out information and promoting the pancake breakfast, if it's the backpack program for the veterans, or if it's the upcoming Toys for Tots program, which is a Marine-driven program, just in case, you know, we haven't given enough airtime to the Marines today.
I'm feeling a bias. It's a great program. We have a couple of Marine members that are very active in that, and our library is a drop-off spot for toys. We have several businesses in our local Chamber of Commerce. It's a community-driven effort, and we're usually very successful with a couple of truckloads of toys each winter. So,
and we did give some examples of ways up in North Jersey, and the Toys for Tots program is one that helps throughout the country. And here locally in Hunterdon County, there are several different places where you can donate a brand new unwrapped toy, as Mike said in the beginning of the program. I always say, you know, radio time is the fastest time, and we are out of time here today, Mike, but I want to thank you again for your service and for being a guest here with me at Hunt and Hunterdon and bringing some awareness to why we need to support our veterans in all of our communities. And we have great people like you that are doing work of the community, and we definitely thank you for that.
Thanks for having me.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Public colleges and universities should be tuition-free.
Hillary Clinton making promises during her final stops on the campaign trail, aiming at millennials by promising free college. Donald Trump, meanwhile, continuing to speak to his people about how the system's rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton.
This election will decide whether we are ruled by a corrupt political class. You've been watching what's going on. Hey, folks, the system is rigged.
South Carolina police say they found a body on the property of Todd Kohlhepp, the man who was busted after a woman was found trapped in a metal container on his property. Police say as of yet they have no idea how the body found on his property died.
We can't tell anything about